It's Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, Goggin Cold Hall, coldest team in town. I sit corrected by the, just a good guy, Lee Fowler, the former athletic director at MTSU, longtime athletic director at NC State, former chairman of the NCAA basketball committee, you know, the one that they would bring out and say, why is my team not in there?
Right, the sacrificial lamb that would get grilled after the brackets come out and be like, wow, how come this team didn't make it? How come that team didn't
team
make
number
it? Their RPI was blah, blah, blah.
Team number 67 crying in my beer.
Right, and they just sit there and say, well, we selected the 64 best teams and blah, you know.
But Lee actually comes on with Plaz every once in a while. He's been on our show many, many times over the years. He called in to correct me. Stephen Tulloch went to NC State, and he should know because he was the athletic director there. I thank you, Lee. Hey, thanks for listening. And
shout out, Lee. Well, we hope you're well.
And your lovely wife, Carol, and the kids, the grandkids. You're probably old enough to have great grandkids now. So that's my final shot.
Revenge is a lot like serving cold cuts.
Brad Powers with us. Brad, it's always good to be corrected on air by good people. So how you doing, man?
What's up, Brad?
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing well, man. It's been a crazy week. It's a crazy month, you know? How much fun for a guy like you doing what you do is the month of October when everything's going on. Pretty much all four major sports are going. College football, you know, well in full swing. It's got to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it is. I'll say this. I mean, that's why I specialize. Because, I mean, it's a lot of fun because I think you can take advantage of the books this time of year because, I mean, there's only so many man hours. And obviously you got the NBA starting up, college basketball will be here right around the corner. You got, obviously the Major League Baseball playoffs, NFL, college football. I have found sometimes, because this time of year the market should be getting very sharp considering, you got data points on so many college football teams. Sometimes as we roll into the end of October and into November, it gets a little less sharp because I think there's a lot of guys that have been betting football that just leave the marketplace and go off, in quote-unquote greener pastures, that being, college basketball. So, yeah, I would say this for anybody that's doing this specialization. I mean, you can certainly get overwhelmed. It's tough enough to win in one sport, let alone four or five.
Brad, we talked last week about when things just look so obvious, even to dummies like me. Vanderbilt, South Carolina. My question was, can South Carolina be anybody by 18.5?
That was a layup, right?
And when things pop up there, how do you keep your you keep working straight to the numbers instead of go with your heart or your head and say, man, that's just not right?
Well, I mean, sometimes, the things that look too easy aren't that easy. But then again, I mean, sometimes we get, what we call, paralysis by overanalysis in this industry. And sometimes it's just as easy as that. I mean, I bet Vanderbilt last week. I just thought with a relatively – and I bet the under. And I thought there was correlation there. So I thought it would be a low-scoring game. If it was, South Carolina should have been laying near three touchdowns. So – sometimes you don't need to spend 2 hours diving into a game. It just, it should come easy to you sometimes. And there was that one, and the other one for me specifically was just taking Alabama off a loss. I mean, I didn't overthink, oh my goodness, they're having offensive line protection issues when Texas A&M overloaded one side of the offensive line. It was Nick Saban off a loss. It was an awful loss where their national title dreams were dashed. They still had everything to play for, and that's why Alabama was one of my biggest bets of last week. And that one was I didn't have to sweat. Let's just put it that way in the fourth quarter.
And then there's the other end of it. I think you had the Patriots, and I think I did as well. When so many crazy things happen at the end of a game, you just throw up in your hands and say, "Hey, I if I had to do it again, I'd do it the same way." Is that when you take a beat like that?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, you're talking about, that's why it's tough to win in this industry. I mean, you would think that you could have gotten a win there, especially if you gotten the New England more than a field goal. You're usually safe in that situation, but obviously we weren't safe. And, a winner turned into a loser just like that.
Brad Powers is our guest. Brad, I'm looking at tomorrow night's Thursday night game. Browns giving up three at home to the Broncos. But the Browns are banged up, man. Baker Mayfield's got a torn labrum in his non-throwing shoulders. I guess he's going to try to give it a go. No Kareem Hunt tomorrow. No Nick Chubb tomorrow. Odell's banged up. Jarvis Landry may not play. Oh, by the way, their two starting tackles are out. Is that one, you know, kind of, hey, you play the underdog or you leave it alone type situation?
I think most definitely. Although I will say, you know, Thursday nights have been very profitable for the favorite. Because usually with short preparation, you know, instead of X's and O's, it comes down to just Jimmys and Joes. But as you mentioned, not too many Jimmys and not too many Joes to be in the lineup for Cleveland. So I agree with you. I would lean with Denver and also the under. I mean, a team that banged up. And you look at, you know, at least statistically, both teams' defenses have been relatively good this season. I lean under there.
Brad Powers with us, Brad Powers 7 on Twitter, BradPowersSports.com, that Bill King link at the top right of the page. You can listen to Bill, Brad with Bill, every Friday morning during the 8 o'clock hour. College football on a Wednesday night, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, it's all good, man.
Yeah, and two mid-major prominent programs, Coastal Carolina and what Jamie Chadwell is doing there, Appalachian State seem to lose a coach every year to a Power 5. And Coastal Carolina, and it's amazing. Is there a better story than Coastal Carolina coming out of nowhere? And I don't know if they came out of nowhere or not, because their baseball team won the national championship, what, 3 years ago. But still, what, I mean, when we're talking about Coastal Carolina and Appalachian State being a marquee game.
Definitely. And, I mean, it's not only the growth of a program like Coast Carolina that's relatively new to the FBS. They were a good FCS program for several years when they had, you know, they really turned their program around once, you know, the former CEO of TD Ameritrade came over. And, I mean, and their program took off. It also helps when you're in the Myrtle Beach area there as far as recruiting. But I think overall the most improved conference in college football over the last 10 years has been the Sun Belt. So, I mean, Appalachian State's probably been the best program on a consistent basis the last 6-7 years in that conference. But obviously Coastal was the best team last year, and at least on paper looks like the best team this year. It is a rare home underdog role for App State, but as I usually say in this segment each week, I bet, you know, numbers, not teams. I bet Coastal plus one on the Sunday opener.
Oh, man.
At the current number of 5, I would actually lean with Appalachian State tonight.
That's not fair. you get Coastal Carolina. You got Appalachian State minus one? I don't even know what you just said. It just pissed me off.
No,
so
I got
much.
Coastal Carolina plus one, but yeah. I would lean at the current number, Appalachian State plus 5. And I apologize. It's trash day here, and I'm sitting, and I can hear, even though I'm in a building, I can hear the trash people outside.
Well, we can't hear.
I apologize.
Hey, no, we thought you were talking about us being trash. I mean, come on, man.
We want to apologize to you to have come on to this jabroni
trash
show every week. Brad, where are you at with LSU? You know, I never like it when, you know, mid-season they announce, hey, coach won't be back, but he's going to, you know, he's going to coach the rest of the season. I mean, what good does that do? You know, to me, I'm a rip the Band-Aid off type of guy. Fade LSU the rest of the way now that we know that Coach O won't be back next year?
I am in that boat, and I was even in that boat, you know, prior to last week. And the market certainly was, with LSU being a double-digit home underdog to Florida.
Yeah.
I think some people then, oh my goodness, look what LSU did. They're going to play for Coach O the rest of the season. I would still say with the, you know, a coach that's on his way out, doesn't know where his next job is going to be. And most importantly, the entire assistant coaching staff, you know, has to worry about where they're going to be, you know, them and their families coaching next year. I would say it's not a guarantee, but I think you make money if you're fading LSU the rest of the way.
I think he's going to be a male escort, just thinking out loud. Titans this
Where
past
do you come up with this stuff,
well,
man?
I mean, just looking at his what he's been doing lately, just thought it would be a nice transition. He doesn't have to, you know, he's not going to make any money with his looks, but he's getting a good payout, so he doesn't need any money to do it. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, Titans Monday night, it went to +6, and I knew you liked that side.
Yeah, that was actually my top play of the NFL week, and I needed that because, I mean, after the Patriots game, I mean, I I didn't have a good Sunday. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the worst Sundays ever for the sports books. And what does that usually mean for me? It usually means that I had a bad day as well because I'm usually in the NFL very anti-public. But, you know, that's usually the case what happens after you know, the public has one of their best Sundays ever. You know a bunch of guys were loading up, doubling up, feeling confident, laying with the favorite, with the Bills, and then forget the point spread. I mean, the Bills don't even win the game outright. So that was a really nice win there for the Titans. And, you know, after a really bad loss against the Jets a few weeks ago, they've certainly righted the ship.
Chiefs this week come in. I see it started at 3 and now 5.5 at the Titans. What are you thinking there?
Oh, that's a tough one. I mean, it's not ideal for Kansas City back-to-back road, short week for Tennessee. I mean, I'm going to have to check weather because the total is 57, and that is another thing that usually comes into play this time of year. You got to be checking weather forecast every single week. I wanted to take Kansas City, but as usual, you're never getting it cheap when you're laying with the Chiefs. And, I mean, last week was only their third cover in their last 16 games going back to last year. So it's probably just going to be a pass for me. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not going to say, you know, just because I'm on the show in Nashville here to say, oh, great value in this game involving Tennessee. I call it like I see it. Last week, Tennessee was my favorite play in the entire NFL week. This week, I don't think I'll have a bet on the game.
Not even the total, because both defenses aren't very good. I thought the over might be a play here this week.
Well, I mean, yeah, I know, but it's also the highest, you know, I think right. It's the highest total of the entire NFL season. So, I mean, that's priced into it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Brad, how many football games you ever watched or been to where golf balls and mustard can things and the cheerleaders and the band, the dance squad have to be evacuated and the game stops for 20 minutes?
But, Greg, it was just a few students in one section. That's all it was.
And the head coach gets hit by a golf ball. And, of course, now the blowback on the other side is, well, Kiffin, you know, was pouring fire on the kerosene, and I don't care, you know, about – maybe he was – me one, I don't really care. Nothing brought it to that. But what a crazy scene. Were you watching that? I was, and I'm getting there going, my Lord, what the hell? There's a mob going on the river.
It was one of the strangest games, and also one of the longest. I mean, that was incredible how long that game went on Saturday night. But yeah, I mean, I don't know what to make of the game. I mean, it pretty much played to expectation with Ole Miss being a small favorite. I mean, the box score says Tennessee probably should have won the game. I don't know. I mean, that was just a mess, and not just on the sidelines as far as the trash is concerned. But, you know, moving forward, obviously Tennessee is up against it. I mean, they're stepping in front of the elephant, sort of say, this week, that elephant being Nick Saban. I mean, they're reason being, I mean, Nick Saban's 14-0 against Tennessee since he took over, 10-4 against the spread. I mean, he's winning by 26 points per game. He's covering by 6 points per game. And there's a lot of math guys, the model guys, the analytics guys that love this Tennessee team. I don't. I mean, if Alabama's relatively healthy, I'm rolling Tide again this week. I think they roll right over Tennessee.
Well, and then Vandy is a big home dog, 23 with Mississippi State. I'm thinking that's too many. That's just me thinking, just without even the analytics or studying. I go, wow, Vandy's getting 23 at home from Mississippi State?
Well, no, that line is no longer 23. It's 20.5.
Okay, so the money came out the way I think, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. You thought it to existence. You thought it right into existence. Or you thought, it's too much, and then the market just
stopped. Yeah, you know, hey, they follow me. Yeah,
right. We better move our lines before we.
What do you think? What do you think our podcasts get like a million hits? They want to know exactly what I think.
I agree with the movement. Both teams are banged. I'm obviously banged up at quarterback. I thought Wright did all right last week for Vanderbilt. I mean, he got me a winner, so that's all I care about. Mississippi State's banged up at quarterback as well after the Alabama game. I think a slight lean towards the under. It's sitting, you know, if you shop around, you can find a 51.5, and then, you know, second week in a row, I'm going to take Vanderbilt plus, you know, 20, 20.5.
Hey, Brad, real quick, you said Nick is 14-0 lifetime versus Tennessee. Is that just at Alabama, or is that LSU combined?
That's just at Alabama.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, because I wanted to tweet something out because I thought it was an interesting thing you said. So
well,
I didn't
get give Brad credit.
Yeah. Okay. Oh well, duh. Oh. Yeah. I happen to know that Nick Saban is 10-4 against the spread lifetime against Tennessee.
Coming up next, picking with John.
He did end Tennessee's national title hopes in the 2000.
That's right.
One SEC championship game. I mean, that's the last time Tennessee was pretty good at football.
Woohoo! Shots fired.
Now, Brad, you
shots
say
shots fired, Brad, from the desert.
Yeah, now he hangs up and we get all the crap.
Yeah. You know? Hey, you tell that boy I'm going to fight him when I see him, man.
Brad, tell the people how to get in touch with you.
Yeah, I mean, my cell phone is. Yeah, I'm kidding. You can BradBauerSports.com. Dead top of the page. Click on the Bill King tab. Once you do so, you can download past issues of my newsletter. You can check that out. If you like what you see, you want college, you want pro, write-ups on every single game each week, plus best bets each week, you can check it out, BradPowerSports.com. Click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page.
You know, if you give, you know, put your address out there, we'll send a box of oranges for you, okay?
You know, my phone number and my address is right there on the website. If you're mad about my Tennessee football comment. All
right. Thanks, Brad. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brad.
All right. Take care, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, hey, the best in the business.
The perfect mix of information and entertainment.
Yes.
Brad Powers.
Yeah.